Sometimes God wants us to be a part of his plan. But sometimes we may not feel like we are adequate for that plan. Sometimes we may feel like we're really not the most qualified to be a part of that plan. When we look at the story of Christmas, and we look at who God chose to be a part of that whole mystery, all the places, the people involved, we can see a lot of really paradoxes in all of this. People and places that you really wouldn't expect. If you were to say, okay, where do you think this the Savior of the world is going to come from, and who is going to be, and what's all these different things? You wouldn't expect all the people and places involved to really be involved. It's really a paradox of sorts. We hear in the first reading, speaking about Bethlehem. And that Bethlehem is smallest in the kingdom, in Judah, the tribe of Judah. And yet, from Bethlehem, it is Bethlehem that Christ is born. We take a look in the gospel reading for today. We have a young virgin who, during the reading of the announcement, the annunciation in which the angel Gabriel tells her that she is going to be the mother of the Lord, she herself admits, I've had no relations with a man. How is this even going to be possible? There's no reason why it should be possible. And then she comes and visits, in today's gospel reading, she visits Elizabeth, her cousin, who has never had a child and has reached an age in which, again, there's no biological reason why she should be having another child, having a child at all. And yet, both of these women are expecting. And they come to a little community in Judah, not much more significant or bigger than Bethlehem. Mary comes from the town of Nazareth, where Jesus will eventually grow up. Again, nothing too spectacular about that town. And yet, despite all these things, the smallest communities, the people who you would not expect to be part of this group, God is doing something spectacular. When Even this greeting that takes place, there's something spectacular going on. On the surface, it might not look like that big of a deal. One woman going to visit another woman, a relative. Both are expecting children. Mary greets Elizabeth. They probably embrace as relatives do when they see each other. But what is really spectacular is the spiritual greeting that is taking place between the children in their wombs. Mary greets Elizabeth, and though Elizabeth hears simply with her ears, hears Mary's greeting, the infant in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy, the gospel says. Leaps for joy because he knows of who is coming. Many different theologians and scholars have kind of reflected on this greeting. And there's such a deep spiritual greeting going on between just the children, the unborn children in the womb. Because here comes Jesus, here comes the Savior. And John the Baptist realizes it, and he leaps in his mother's womb. I've always wondered what that would feel like. I'm not sure I'd want to know what that feels like. But it certainly got Elizabeth's attention. She says to Mary, "The moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy." Though she just heard Mary's greeting, her child in the womb told her that something miraculous was happening. This was not an ordinary greeting. That this is not some ordinary thing going on between them. He lets her know. The son lets his mother know. She is part of something incredible. And so lets Mary know as well. For both Mary and Elizabeth, it could have been very easy for them to kind of think, well, who am I? Why am I a part of this? And we ourselves may at times kind of feel like, okay, God, you want me to do that? You want me to do this? I know I think about that sometimes when I'm reflecting on just trying the best I can to be a priest. And it's kind of like, okay, Lord, if you want me to, I can think of other people who would be better at this job than me. And maybe we ourselves have thought about that. Marriage, parenthood, different jobs that we've been asked to do. We might not feel like we are adequate for that job. But God still gives us that help, that grace to do the job. Like how John the Baptist allowed his mother, Elizabeth, to know the importance of that visitation, a visit from Mary. So too, God finds ways to help reinforce us, even though we may not feel adequate to the task ahead. God is still calling us. Let us ask God, as we are just a couple of days away from Christmas, help us to realize all the more how he is calling us, and that Christ, our Savior, is coming to help us do that glorious work.